Public support for military action against Iraq is slipping. Just over half, 55% of Americans, favor using force to remove Saddam Hussein from power. That's down 7 points from 62% earlier this month. The numbers are from a new poll from the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Center, and he's with me now. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Andy, what's behind this waning support for going to war with Iraq?
Well, opposition has been slowly growing. In August, we had 1 in 5 Americans opposed. In September, 1 in 4. And now 1 in 3. And ironically, the 1 in 3 comes at a time after the congressional vote. So maybe partly that. And maybe it takes a while for people to think through some of their concerns. And there are many concerns as expressed in this poll.
Right. Even people who continue to support military action have a growing unease about what might happen.
Indeed. We found close to 60% saying they were worried that Saddam might use chemical or biological weapons against U.S. troops. 53% saying that the chances of domestic terrorism would increase. And that compares to 31% 11 years ago on the eve of the Gulf War. So the public has a wide range of concerns. And of course, there's always the worry about casualties. And in this particular engagement, the public continues to qualify whatever support it gives with, we have to go with allies. We don't want to go it alone. The percentage of people who say, well, we should do it even if we don't have allied support is only 27% in this survey. So that's really the hurdle that President Bush still has to jump.
What about the Iraq issue as an election issue? Any sense of whether it's playing a big role?
Well, Iraq, just like every issue, of which there are many in this election, and growing anxieties about Iraq and growing anxiety about the economy, don't seem to be translating into any change in partisan attitudes. We still, despite the fact that there's less support for the war in Iraq in this poll, there's still the same margin of preferring the Republicans for dealing with this issue over the Democrats. And even though the conference board showed consumer confidence at a 9-year low, the Democrats haven't gained on the Republicans in terms of the party best able to handle the economy. There seems to be a disconnect between the way people feel about the issues and their concerns about the country and their own lives and the way they think about the political parties and, by implication, the candidates next Tuesday.
You're saying there are these big issues that people are paying attention to, but no translation into this election campaign. Why?
It may be lack of anger and lack of finger-pointing, which are so important for political change. There was a new ABC poll out this week that may have given us an important clue. Only 7% of its respondents were expressing anger at the federal government. That compares to 14% 4 years ago and 21% in 1994.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, it could be that still just 13 months after the terrorist attacks, the American public is not quite yet in the mood to be so angry and emotional about national issues and with national parties and figures.
Thanks very much, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.